Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Jen, are we podcasting?
Oh my God, are we podcasting?
We are podcasting against all odds. And let me tell you, we are also in separate rooms.
We are. I am safely in my own place where me and all of my snot can not touch people.
That's right. People. Because this is the hashtag #IMomSoHard podcast, and you can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on all of the socials, but you won't find Jen being social because Jen's got the COVID.
I finally got it, you guys. I'm so mad. I jinxed myself because I was bragging.
You were bragging, but I was also bragging. Like,
I haven't gotten it. My kids got it. My husband got it. I took care of them, and I was like, I'm going to try to get it so that I won't be sick. Like, I'll be sick with them, and then I won't be sick on our vacation, and I didn't get it.
And then we went on the vacation, glorious vacation, and which we haven't taken in 3 years. Might I just remind everybody, we've been on tour. You can buy tickets at imomsohard.com. We have a few shows left. We've been safe. We've been traveling the country. We've been seeing everybody, following the rules, doing what we can, vaccinating, all this good stuff, and Jen gets it when we go on our first vacation in 3 years. Yeah. So I feel so bad for her. And she's been so sick. So she's such a trooper for being here today. And I feel terrible for her that she's sick. But no one else really cares that you're sick.
No, they don't. Nobody. And I don't care that I'm sick. I'm pissed off that I'm sick because no mom has time to be sick. And I am not ungrateful because I thank God for science. Because if I would have gotten this without my vaccines, I've been sick as a dog, you guys, and I usually do not get sick. And when I do, it's like really good. It's like every 3 years I get a good one. It turns into a sinus infection. It's very predictable though. I've been on my ass and every day it's a new surprise. I'm like, am I going to have explosive diarrhea today? Am I going to be barfing today? Am I going to not be able to like lift my head off the pillow? Like it's crazy. And I understand like when people got it 2 years ago, that had to be the scariest thing ever. Like I'm still checking my oxygen because I've got like coughs, like pneumonia kind of coughs.
I just think everybody, listen, we've been dealing with it for so long and there's all these waves of like how you feel about it. And now we've been around this thing, but let's make no mistake. It's a virus and it makes you really sick. End of story. That's it. That's what we know. It's a virus and it makes you sick. And of course there's people that are like, well, you know, I had it and I was mowing my lawn and I had just had open heart surgery and I was fine and good for you. I'm glad that, you know, you were one of the few that didn't have most of the symptoms, but the symptoms on the light end, because like when Finn got it, he had 2 days where he felt really terrible. You know, when you're sick and you're like, this is bad. And then gets to a point where you're like, oh no, this is bad. We had one day where I was like, this isn't great. But most of it, because he's like 11 and his body is on high octane, we were in and out in 5 days. Delilah, it was like, she went through a revolving door. She was like, I have it. I don't have it.
Yeah. She was
3 hours. I got the sniffles.
Went to bed and then she woke up totally fine. Dash had like 3 days where he wasn't good. My husband was on the antivirals. Those made him sick, but like according to our doctor, the two conversations
was the best choice for him.
But like, I mean, I fucked around. I found out, you guys, just like Fauci said was going to happen to me. I didn't think it would happen.
But here's the camp I'm in. And I don't think this is going to take you by surprise, Jen. That you now know that I think I'm bulletproof.
Like, I know.
I now think I have a special blood type that is impervious to getting COVID. And I know there's a lot of people out there and they're like, I cannot wait to send you a DM about how dumb that is. And then there's another crew that's like, you know what? Maybe. I haven't gotten it either. I kind of think the same thing about myself. I'm like, does somebody need to study me?
That's what I thought. I was reading all these articles about how, like, there's these holdouts that haven't gotten it, you know, and like, we were one of them. And I don't want you to get it. I hope you don't get it. I have a bunch of friends that still haven't gotten it. And here's how I know how serious
we're all in
this
a club
is.
Together.
Yeah, they all like are still in a pod. We're gonna find them in a mountain retreat.
just know this. Just know this. Well, I didn't get COVID. What was it? 2 weeks ago. I was like crapping and shitting at the same time. And I was like, I don't have COVID, but I am 100% sure I have the flu. And this is no joy either. So like, I went to the doctor and they're like, she was like wearing a hazmat suit. And I'm like, literally of all of the symptoms that are on the COVID list, I have zero of them, but I literally cannot stop vomiting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all that stuff's still going around too, which I'm like, you know,
just regular sick is going around.
I know. I never really been that worried about, excuse me.
Oh boy. Oh
yeah,
God.
There it is. About
you give it to me through this microphone, I'm going to punch you in the leg.
I give it to you through this microphone. They're going to test me scientifically.
Yeah. And you know,
we are literally
in a bubble.
16 miles apart. And so yeah. It feels impossible. I know that this is a hardcore situation because I'll tell you, here's how I know. I texted my mom to tell her I had it.
Oh, shit.
She texted back. So, you know, it got real. She was like, oh boy. Okay.
Here's what I can tell you about Jen right now, which I just think she's so darling, but I know that shit ain't good. When Jen comes in and she turns to the side and I can see where the pillow has spread her hair apart. And then she puts her headphones on over it and it just bends it. It doesn't push hair back. It just resists. It's like pushes back a curtain, but the curtain is very strong. So in no way have these headphones helped. There might be a haircut in your future. I'm just saying.
I am saying over the last 6 days, besides the COVID, I have developed cystic acne. I have only showered twice. I have had to throw away, like Viking funeral, 3 pairs of underpants. I am fully as sick as they come.
How was your first day of school with being sick? Because no one cares when a mom is sick. But can I just say quickly, Jen has had this for like 6 or 7 days. And for 5 days, as a collective, all of us, we said, you can't do anything for 5 days.
Yeah.
So we're not advocating that you try to work through this, because Jen was like, this is as sick as I've ever been. And so she has such compassion for anybody that has it. So if you do have COVID, you do need to take 4 or 5 days off, and or 10 or 20, whatever it is for you to heal. We're podcasting for 30 minutes and she's going back to bed.
You have to. My doctor said, she's like, oh, after 5 days of your symptoms, and she's a pretty conservative doctor. She's like, they're saying this version, you're okay. And I'm like, I'm not going to be around people. I'm not going to be around Kristen. Like, we'll be like, I'll be 9-10 days out. So I'll be totally safe to be around people. But like, you got to stay in bed. You got to take care of yourself. I don't know. Like, and
it's a virus, you guys. It's not a hangover. It's a virus. Your body is going to work against this thing. So you're going to be like depleted by the simple science of your body. So you have to take a break. You have to put yourself first. And you know what? Everything else can freaking wait. We've learned, if it's one thing we've learned, is that everything can be delivered and you can lay down and do a lot from your phone. And here's my favorite thing. You can text. I think everybody, the problem is we all know that. So we're all like, well, she does have COVID, but can I just send a quick text message? And I was like, no, Kristen, for 5 days, you got to give her space. So then I would just text Casey all of my random questions that had to do with interior design or what way does the
out of the loop?
What hole?
I know there's been flooring decisions made while I've been asleep or
it's
watching.
So true, and I haven't enjoyed one second of it. I haven't enjoyed one second of it.
Well, I will tell you, I am like, I am literally prepped up here to do this podcast, and I'm happy to do it. But I like had my husband set it up and all of that stuff. I'm like sort of reserving what little energy I have, because that's the shocking thing, is the fatigue. Because I'm always very mind over matter over like tiredness. I'm like, I feel like I could stay up all night to drive somewhere if I had to kind of deal
with
like, this. I'm like, I get this like wave of heat, nauseous thing that's like you lay down and then instantly I fall asleep. So I've been reserving like my energy to like go over the kids' like new classroom packets with them and stuff like that. And that's all I'm doing in a day is just that. Like, because I don't have the energy.
I haven't done that, Jen, and I am fine. I haven't done that. I will tell you just to give you an update, because we haven't talked in a couple of days, and that hasn't happened in 16 years.
That's part of what my shakes are, I'm sure.
Yeah. We did drop Finn off for his first day of middle school, which is a big deal. And it was his first uniform and his first bus.
He looks so handsome.
Looks at first private school. It's a Catholic school. A lot of firsts. So this is what I did call you yesterday, because I was like, I don't know what just happened. So we took Finn to school, and I don't know about anybody else, but this is how my first day of schools generally go. From the time they've been going to like daycare, we call it first day of school. I yell a lot in the morning. Everybody runs late. We take pictures. Yeah. I make a homemade sign. It looks good because I'm good at block lettering. I've always been. I put a sign together. First day preschool, first day, you know, you're a hedgehog or you're a badger or whatever it is. I do the signs. We make the signs. I did that. And then I got in my car. This is always what I do. I cry for a good 5 minutes, like a really deep cry. And then I go do errands to get my mind out of it. Cause like I'm going through like their timeline and pictures, and I'm just self like emotionally cutting because I wonder why time is going so fast and how I keep staying the same age. It's weird. So I took Finn. We were so busy, and it was weird because Eleanor started one school and Finn started another, which I don't like that feeling. That's very different for me.
That's crazy. That hasn't happened in a long time either.
That's never happened to me, because we've always had them at the same, their daycare was the preschool. Then they were in school together. Then we had Eleanor at one little preschool until she joined Finn at the elementary school, but it was all the same. It was all, these are two, this is so LA, Nebraska, man. We got our school teacher's name in the mail because there was only one. You were like, oh yeah, it's,
you know, who it was.
Who it was, because you saw her at the grocery store 2 days before, and she was like, I'm gonna have you in class. And I'm like, I know, because you're the only fourth grade teacher. It wasn't my choice, but we're gonna have to get along together. So she's like, I've heard about you, it's not all good. I'm like, thanks, same, bye. So I took him to the bus stop, and he got on that bus, and I felt like somebody had punched me in the mouth. My friend Astrid was there, and I don't like to publicly cry. And she looked at me and she went like, she did one of those smiles like, oh, she's feeling things. And I go, I gotta go. And I ugly cried in my car really hard. Cause sixth grade, man, I'm like, it's a whole new world. Sixth grade.
It's halfway too. It's halfway done.
My husband loves to do those numbers things where he's like, oh, we only have 7 years left with him. Oh, it's going to go by so fast. Oh, he's going to be gone 8 hours a day. I'm like dry heaving. I'm like, can you please go somewhere?
Well, so, it's also hard. So he's going to a new school. It's further away. Yes. And let's all admit as mothers that like the thing that keeps us sane is the little things that we can control. Like, it's why I don't like my kids saying, but, cause I can control it right now. Like it's just, I'm grasping onto what I can control. And like, he's entering this world of all this stuff that you can't control. Like you won't know about it. And that's scary. You know, that's,
you mean like when my son yelled out the word Jesus at the pool in Costa Rica.
I remember that.
Yeah. And two things happened. No. He didn't know that, like, he doesn't know that, like, saying, oh, God, or oh, Jesus is a bad thing. So he was like, he said, Jesus. And I it's like I Mother Teresa'd out of that pool and lifted above the water and went over and swept his leg. But he just didn't know. So I was like,
if he goes to Catholic school and says that,
they're going to get really mad at him. So it feels like everything I was doing right before he got on the bus was like, Hail Marys, literally. Okay, Finn, don't talk back. Sit in the front of the class. Don't say Jesus. Don't say God. Don't talk about your privates, because we're a very open family. It's different there. Like, don't, you know, like make friends. Look for the guy that's sitting by himself. Say hi. Smile at everybody. Have eye contact. Shake hands. Like, I couldn't mother enough. And then I got in the car and I felt like everything I knew about mothering, like, I was like, I don't think I'm ready to let the birdie fly. And middle school isn't, they're not flying. They're just away from you for more hours.
Yeah.
That's what the hard thing is, I think, is going to be, like you said, the lack of control because they're somewhere else and you're just trying to parent from the sidelines.
Yeah. Well, you were trying to cram for the test, trying to like get it all in there last minute. He's going to be totally fine. He's going to be fine. There's going to be new things to learn. My kids too. We seriously have had this conversation a couple times. And I think this is the one that made sense for my kids because they don't understand like why, when you pray, you say God, or like you can have a conversation, but then why is it a bad thing to say like, oh God, or oh Jesus. And I'm like, because you only get to like get his attention when it's really important. So don't say, oh my God, about a Roblox game or something like that. Like you don't, it's like crying wolf. You don't want to get his attention. And then,
well, then you need to have a conversation about the word mom, because they throw that around way too often and with zero respect. Like if one more person yells at me from downstairs to upstairs 500 times in a row, like Stewie from The Family Guy, I'm going to lose my mind. Like somebody needs to go over God, Jesus, and mom.
Yeah. I'm ignoring it. I'm like, if it's important enough, you come to me with that thing. Right. And also my husband could learn that too.
Same. My husband walked in here and I go, can you get out? That's how we're talking right now. So speaking of my husband, he did see that I was more upset than normal on first day woes. And so he was like, I'm such a dork. You'll get this. He's like, let's go to bed. Finn only had a 3-hour day the first day, but I was still nervous as all get out. Today is his official first day. I said, Colin goes, let's go to Bed Bath & Beyond so you can get the things we need for the house. And then let's go get some appetizers at a sports bar, which is literally my favorite food. It's embarrassing, but I'm like, something about a 10 set of wings and a Diet Coke sounds delightful. So we went and we get out. This is where this story gets super weird. This is going to take a weird left turn.
What? Okay. I thought the crying was weird enough.
Stop. We don't need to talk about that. We don't need to deep dive it. You know how I feel about that. Don't talk about it. Shove it down. Take it out on everybody else around you. That's how you feel. So I get out of the car with my husband and we're going into this local restaurant on a very busy street called Ventura Boulevard, which is kind of like the major thoroughfare through where we live.
It's the main drag.
The main drag. But Bed Bath & Beyond is across the street. So we parked a car and Colin starts walking really fast down the opposite direction, like he's looking at something. And at first, this is so grim. And I don't know why I thought this, but I thought he was seeing like a bad crime, like something bad was happening. And it was at Bed Bath & Beyond because it was across the street. So I was watching him watch this thing and I got like cold chills. I was like, oh God, whatever he's seeing isn't good. And I do that really Midwesty, weird, panicked scream where I'm like, Colin, what are you looking at?
It all goes out the nose.
He goes, that woman, this just happened. And I look across the street as though it wasn't literally 25 feet in front of me. This lovely older woman in her car, in her like SUV, took a right onto Ventura, but she didn't see that there was a light pole to her right and a light pole to her left. And she drove in between them and she wedged herself. Like she went fast and she did that thing. Don't get mad at me, people. When elderly people drive, they panic and they hit the accelerator. She did that. So she went into these two poles very, very fast. So it was crazy. It was like somebody had squeezed a tube and the front and the back both came out. So she's stuck in this car and we just saw it happen. So Colin and I run across the street and it's this really nice Ukrainian woman and she's in there and she's very upset, but she's cool. She's not like totally upset. She's just like, oh shit, I'm in trouble. And so my husband, he was such a hero. He like turned off her car, made sure she didn't speak very much English. She made sure he made sure that she felt very safe. And then we called her son for her and got him on the phone. And he came, eventually a cousin that lived in the neighborhood came to the thing. Aww. But we had to pull her out of the car because she was wedged in on the driver's side. And she was so nice. And so she kept asking me, can I have your phone number? Can I have your phone number? So we've been texting.
Oh my gosh. She's your new best friend.
She's my new best friend. She's super nice. Her husband just passed away. She has two grandkids, one son. She is 90 years old. She is like very, very sweet. But I guess in the meantime, I didn't have any time to think about, like, all this happened. And then we had to go pick up our son. And I wonder if in some weird world, I think the universe did two things. I think it showed me that I don't always panic in terrible situations, which I think badly about myself after Costa Rica, because I really crapped out a couple times. And that when you are there and you do the right thing, you are grateful your parents raised you that way to, like, stop and help. And so then I'm like putting all that, and I'm like, I know Finn would stop. I know Eleanor would stop. Like, we've been working really hard to raise kind kids, and I felt instantly weirdly comforted.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's weird. No, that's weird, because like you were where you needed to be at the right time. Like, she needed you, and kind of you needed her in that moment too.
I know. And she's like, perfect. It was just this weird moment. And you know, the accident, like, her car is totaled, but she didn't have any injuries, thank goodness. And it just looked like your eyes couldn't make sense of why this car was wedged between two poles.
But I know, that's one of those embarrassing ones too, that you don't want to have to keep having that conversation with insurance about, you know, because
I think, like, you get one.
I think my answer is, like, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't see the pole. That's why I have insurance.
I mean, in all fairness to her, I could see how it happens. My husband was like, I absolutely do not see how this could happen. And I'm like, well, sir, I've seen you drive. You would just keep going and that pole would be gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm so glad that you were there for her. And you are, really hard on yourself. You are much better in scary moments than you give yourself any credit for.
I think I'm good with, like, blood, poop, and barf, but I'm not good at scary locations that I didn't, preemptively check the location with a reservation. That's where I freak. That's where, you know, I freak.
Anybody would. I do. Okay. Hold on one second. My brain is not working.
Because you've got a virus that started a global pandemic. I'm not sure if you know.
That's what my husband keeps telling me when I'm like, I'm so mad and I'm so frustrated because I can't, like, you know, do this thing or whatever. He's like, it's a pandemic.
Friendly reminder, Jen, you exist at 110%. You can come down a lot and give yourself a break and just take the time to literally watch Housewives and drink Gatorade and crap when you need to and barf when you need to and let everything go until you're better. That you're allowed to do that. That's okay.
All right. That's what I've kind of been forcing myself to do, because did I tell you this part? I can't taste anything.
Oh, that's so weird. I know people have done, everything must be like shitty oatmeal or like unseasoned grits.
It's not even that. It sort of almost feels like your mouth is numb. We're like, cause I COVID fucked my birthday. It did. I'm going to be celebrating big and bad in a couple weeks here because my husband got me cupcakes and he's like, I just got every flavor they had because to see which one you could maybe taste, because
none of them.
The only one that gave me like any indication of like, oh, this is a, like, not sour cream or mashed potatoes was the sugar on the top, like raw sugar on the top of one of them. Like,
were jalapenos, Jen. I think he got a jalapeno cupcake.
You know what? It was nice. It was nice. And that explains all the gassiness and heartburn too that I had.
You got to chill. You got to just chill and take care of yourself. That's it. Because if you don't, you're going to make this thing. It's going to be worse, and you don't want it to be worse.
I know. I'm going to lay down. I'm going to. Down. I do. Do you have a hot flash or you have a mom box?
I thought you were like, I was like, hey, calm down, man. Things are happening, but I'm just sweaty from the AC. I'm sure the rest is coming later. It's usually after 3. I have a hot flash.
Hot flash.
I don't want to give too much away because I don't think you've watched the whole thing, but I'm having a love affair with a TV show, and I'm always looking for a good new series. So like anybody out there listening that has a new series that they're like really in love with, I'm really in love with The Bear on Hulu.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I will say this. When I watched the pilot, I was like, nah, not going to watch it. It's too high strung. It's too, it almost has like too many edits where like, I feel like I'm watching like SpongeBob SquarePants where it's going to like make my ADHD worse.
And oh yeah.
In the tension, it's just like, I was like, oh, my heart rate's up. Like I'm not going to sleep. I need something else. But I gave it another go. I gave it to episode 2 and I was like, oh no. I love this show. And I don't just love it because of the lead, who is my hot flash. His name is Jeremy Allen White. I love it because of the entire supporting cast. The whole dynamic in this restaurant makes me so happy. And if you've ever worked in restaurants, they are nailing it. There is something that's happening in this show that I've never experienced before. And I think it's this combination of making food a character in it that you don't even know what's happening. Like, I feel like I can taste the food. I feel like I'm experiencing a show in 4D. Something's happening that is so unique to the show. But mostly what I was going to say is Jeremy Allen White, who is the lead, also was on Shameless, should not be attractive, is so totally attractive. He's got the Adam Driver thing where if you described him, you would think that guy shouldn't be hot.
Yeah.
But so hot. Like
it's his vibe.
It's his vibe. It's his eyeballs. It's the way he like his hair's messy. He's brooding. He needs me.
he doesn't need me.
All of these things work for me. He's good at making meat. I think I'm turned on half the time. I don't know if it's the cuisine or him, but they're both coming in real hot. I highly recommend all of the above.
I know that has been recommended to me before to watch while I am bedbound, and I am going to watch it, especially now, because I'll get to vicariously taste food. So that sounds wonderful.
What if it kicks your taste buds and smell back just by simply being compelled? Oh God, I am bulletproof. It's like everything coming out of my mouth is like, oh, God. Have I become even smarter because of not getting COVID? Is that what's happening?
You're jinxing yourself. You are right now, you are that guy on the show, The Jinxed. What's that guy who like murdered everybody and then it.
Oh my God. And then he goes to the bathroom and
he's like, I did it. I totally did it.
You know, that would be me.
Microphone. Yeah.
You know, I'd be in the crapper and I'd be like, God, I've got COVID. You know, that's exactly what's going to happen.
I said it the day before. I was like, I better take a
COVID
test. I literally said it. And I was like, man, I just didn't get it. And then I was like, okay.
Meanwhile, this is me. And I've taken 1,000 tests because we have construction dust and I'm generally surly. And so I'm like, well, I don't feel right. And then I'm like, no, I'm just in a bad mood. I'm in a bad mood and there's construction dust and I'm living with my family in a tiny house.
Well, that was one thing that I knew was I brought my kids to like get new lunch boxes last week, you know, for school. And they were so bad. They were so naughty. I was like, well, that's it. Nobody's getting new lunch boxes. You can use last year's lunch boxes. It cost too much money anyways. That's it.
Yeah.
And then
You know what you figure out when you're sick? You're like, how much really matters? Because a lot of shit doesn't matter. And like,
it's true.
Right now we're living in this tiny house. And I was like, what do I really need? Like, I have been wearing the same clothes, which I'm sure you guys have all seen. I've been wearing the same clothes on a rotation. Like, I have like four things that I wear, top and bottom. It's all I need. It's all I need.
If anything is hard to like sleep in or get off, I'm not wearing it. And I might just stay this way forever. Like,
it's a good takeaway, man.
I'm going to buy scrubs and I'm just going to wear those because I heard they're really comfy.
I used to wear scrubs in college and I thought they were so sexy. I was like, somebody's going to think I'm a doctor.
You love a uniform though. You love yourself in uniform.
I do love a uniform. Honestly, and that's one of the best things about middle school right now is he's got a uniform and he looks so fresh. But anyway, I digress. Do we have a mom box?
I do. Hold on.
While Jen looks for it, I just want to say we are getting so many funny comments about the lifeguard clip. And if you haven't seen it, it is Jen making sweet fun of me. And it seems to be a real sweet spot for everybody. So you're welcome. And those lifeguards. Good
they
God.
Were not, they were easy on the eyes. That's for sure. They
I was were, like, is it weird that I take a selfie with them while they're trying to rescue someone? Is it weird that I take a selfie while I try to make them rescue me?
Oh, we've gotten so many nice messages. Oh, okay. But hold on. I'm trying to find this one.
Oh God, here we go.
Nope. This isn't going to, I do know who the dancer guy is.
Well, Jen, we're not going to go down that road because you've got COVID. And by the time you figure that out, there will be a new virus.
No. I figured out who the guy is. Shit. Hold on. My phone's sick too. Okay. Where is it? Oh, here it is. I got it. Okay. I love this one because usually we don't get the young people, the hipsters, the millennials, the Gen Zers messaging us, but we did. This is Aaron M. message us to say, hi, Kristen and Jen. My name is Aaron. I'm 26 years old and I'm from Ontario, Canada. I've been watching your videos and listening to your podcast for a while now, and I just wanted to say thank you so much. I've always had pretty severe anxiety. Separation anxiety has been the bane of my existence for as long as I can remember, and I recently had to move away from my mom for work. It's only 2 hours, but I'm used to her literally being down the street, and I've been alone for the last few months, and my anxiety has been running wild, and it's been really tough. I know if I asked, my mom would be okay with me calling and just keeping her on the phone all day, but that's not realistic. So I turned to your podcast initially as something to listen to that wasn't true crime, but it quickly felt like I was just hanging out with my mom. As we went about our day, and the sense of comfort it gave me is immeasurable. While I might not be a mom, I just wanted to say that your podcast, videos, shows, and book do so much for so many people, regardless of whether or not they're parents. And I'm so thankful that you continue to invite us into your lives and share the laughs and the lessons and the love. On a personal note, thank you for helping make a really challenging time seem more manageable.
Casey, I need you to get her address. I'm going to go over. I'm going to come over.
I know.
Over.
We're going to send her a care package.
Jen can't right now, but I can go over there. There's nothing.
She's in Canada, Kristen. Just mail it.
I don't want to be in this tiny house. She needs me.
We got to go up there. I'm getting better, me. Aaron. I'm getting better. As soon as I am plane worthy,
you know what I appreciate? Package. You know what I appreciate about her and what makes you so strong, lady, is that like, it's okay to admit that you're scared. It's okay to admit that like big changes, like moving away from your family, it is hard and it hurts. It hurt. It's achy, but one foot in front of the other. And also as hard as it is, you got to go out and try to meet people because that makes a big difference. That it's loneliness, man. And I think it's fair to be like, loneliness stinks. It gives all of us anxiety and it gives all of us a feeling of like, does the world know I'm here? Does anything... It's not enough just to go to work. You got to go, I don't know, some people find friends at church. Some people find friends at a pub called the church. That's where I am.
No, that's not what we're not advising that. We are not medical professionals.
I'm not advising it, but it's Canada, so they're reasonable. You can go to a pub there. Yeah. It's fine.
Well, make sure, you know, do go to a medical professional, you know, if the anxiety gets too overwhelming and you can't live your life. But like, just, you know, this is what I love about moms and what doing My Mom So Hard has taught me is like all women have this like inborn ability to like just take good care of each other and like unfettered, like that's what happens. And Aaron, girl, even you can be the woman that wedges a Ukrainian woman out of her car when you're having a bad day. Doesn't matter how bad your day is, we can lift each other up. So
that's right. And so you give us your address
and we're going to lift you.
I've got a home renovation going. I'm not enjoying my roommates currently. So I feel like just in the interim, and then, you know, I'm just going to be the buffer between your new life and your mom. And like, it'll be great. By the time you're settled, it will go out socially to connect with people. I will leave and my house will be done and I will let the birdie fly and all will be well. So just let me know where to go, Erin, and I will move in.
Hopefully I'll have a sense of taste by then. So
yeah, because Canada has good food. So we do remember that sea bass was so good. You probably don't want to talk about sea bass. Okay, you guys, thank you so much for listening. This is the Hashtag Mom Sorry podcast. I think we're done.
We podcasted. Bye.